This is a Voyascape podcast. You can find all of our travel podcasts from around the world at voyascape.com.
What's up, everybody? DeAndre Koch here. Dropping this quick hits a little bit earlier than we usually do, just because there's one thing that is actually expiring Friday. This is November 17th, and we want to make sure we got this out so that if you find the opportunity to take advantage regarding buying Hawaiian miles specifically, which we'll get to, that you have the opportunity to do so if you're catching this early. Obviously, I know not everyone gets to listen to it the day that it drops, but wants to make sure that some people have the opportunity to as they listen. If you follow our Instagram account, you will know that we have been at the Travel More conference this past weekend. I've been posting some interviews with some amazing content creators or individuals who love to travel with points and miles. I can't speak highly enough about this conference. It was amazing. It was, I don't know, intimate. It was the word. Only a few hundred people, but all people that were either already experts in points and miles travel or wanted to learn how to become experts. They had things on point stacking, on American Airlines loyalty, building that up, on Delta loyalty. They had all sorts of things about how to use buying points. I mean, there were topics for everyone and everything from beginners to experts. A lot of the speakers that we've had on the podcast are actually individuals that spoke at this conference, so people with a wealth of knowledge. So I highly encourage you guys to check it out for next year. I had a blast being there, and kudos to the team that put that together. So here are the quick ones that we want to provide you today. So the first is going to be Hyatt right now having a 25% bonus for buying points. We don't talk a lot about buying points here, but if you listen to last week's episode with German, he talked about where buying points could actually come in handy when it comes to hotel stays. So essentially, if you do it right, which is the key, doing it right specifically, you can buy points and get a stay that would be cheaper than paying in cash. And last week, I actually posted a reel on Instagram that actually showed how you can buy Hyatt points right now at a discount and essentially get a stay at the beautiful Park Hyatt Maldives for like 65% off just by using points. And ideally, it's points that you've transferred from maybe Chase to Hyatt. That's the easiest way to do it. If you don't have that many points yet, you could actually buy the points through Hyatt with the bonus, and that can make sense. That 25% isn't huge. This is going on until, I believe, January 4th, but it could be a win for you, especially if you love your Hyatt stays. Now, the other one I want to mention, this is the one that is the most urgent. Hawaiian Miles right now are giving up to 100% bonus when you buy a Hawaiian Miles. So if you buy 10,000 miles or more, you'll get 100%. So if you buy 10,000, you'll get another 10,000 on top of the 10 that you bought. Why is this big? Well, Hawaiian Airlines, well, if you're essentially, if you're going to go travel to Hawaii, right, obviously that's a no-brainer. But I think where this could really be unique for some individuals is the fact that right now you can transfer your Hawaiian miles 1-to-1 ratio to Alaska Airlines. And that is huge. I have never flown Alaska Airlines. I know a lot of people in the points and miles space that have, and they love Alaska Airlines, but that's a really sweet spot to get some really cool redemptions. For instance, if you remember Julian with Points Path, that's the Google Chrome plugin that works with Google Flights. We had him on the episode a few weeks ago. Basically, I have seen when I go to Google Flights to kind of get an idea of what flights I'm looking for, even for flights I'm expecting to pay cash on, I've seen many times where an American Airlines flight will show that it's 12,000 or 13,000 American Airlines miles, but it's only like 6,000 Alaskan miles. And I'm always like, man, I wish I had some Alaskan miles. Well, again, you never want to buy or transfer points speculatively, but if you know that you take a lot of domestic travel with American, or you want to go to some of the places that Alaskan flies, which Iceland, Fiji, there's a few different places outside of Alaska, obviously, that they fly to that are really unique, that could be a really sweet spot for you as well. And that's 100% bonus. And this one is expiring this Friday, November 17th. So something to possibly keep in mind. Another buy right now that's happening that's open is with IHG. With IHG, you can actually get an 80% bonus on points that you buy through them. And one thing I like about IHG, which is great, is they have the book three, get the fourth night free on points award. So you could actually find some stays. For instance, one of the popular ones is the Kipton Sea Fire, where you have the stay that might be, let's say, 50,000 points a night, but you only need to book three nights to get the fourth free. So you only need 150,000 points if you're able to find the right nights, obviously. So again, these are unique opportunities to buy points, and if done properly, and the key is on the redemption side, you redeem them properly, you can get some massive value for minimal cost on buying. We don't talk about buying points often, but I do think it's fair to, for those that are looking at other ways where maybe they don't want to use their Chase or their Amex points or Capital One or Citi, where buying can actually make sense, especially if you know you have a trip that could benefit from it, or you think you might want to top up some of your Hyatt points or some of your IHG points or whatever it may be. And then the last couple things we're going to get to, there are some transfer bonuses that are still going on right now. Chase Ultimate Rewards transferring to Virgin Atlantic, 40% transfer bonus, which is huge. Again, Virgin, you can also actually use to book Delta flights domestically as well. So don't forget about that. And then Amex is still having a transfer to Marriott, 35%. That's going on until the end of this month. All of these are actually until the end of the month, November. I wouldn't really focus on the Marriott one, but you could do that. There is a 15% transfer bonus from Amex to Cathay Pacific. I've heard great, great things about that airline. Never flew it myself, but this could be a really good opportunity if you have a plan to travel to Asia anytime soon. Capital One is doing a 20% transfer bonus from Capital One Miles to British Airways Avios. That's going on until December 1st. Now, British Airways is a really good way to find American Airlines domestic flights through points. So just like Virgin, you can use to find Delta domestically, British Airways, you can use to find American domestically, just like Alaska Airlines as well. Unfortunately, there's not an easy transfer to Alaskan Airlines. Well, there kind of is right now. You can go from Amex to Hawaiian and then Hawaiian to Alaska, but we don't know how long that's going to be for. And then the last transfer bonus we'll talk about, this one's actually good through the end of the year, 15% transfer bonus from Amex membership rewards to Avianca Life Miles. So just a few things to keep in mind there. Hopefully you guys are keeping up to these, but I like to make sure that we drop these on air so that if you're not following the blogs, you're not following all the news alerts, that you do get this source of information for your own travel planning needs. One thing I forgot to point out regarding the Hyatt 25% buying bonus, shout out to Virginia in our private Facebook group for the podcast, because she actually mentioned that if you use Rakuten, you can actually get 1.25% back on the miles that you buy for Hyatt. And so she loved the opportunity to stack. So Virginia, I want to give you a shout out because I appreciate you throwing that out there to the group, because we all win when we all share information like that. So thank you so much. And the last offer I'm going to talk about is the Simply Miles offer right now that is for Conservation International. So if you're not familiar with what Simply Miles is, we actually have an episode coming out, I believe next week, that we're going to talk through shopping portals and a lot of the different creative ways to really grow your loyalty status, AA status, different things like that faster without actually flying, and how to accrue points faster. But Simply Miles, very simply put, is basically an American Airlines partnership that is tied to those that have a MasterCard. Any MasterCard will work. Now, similar to Amex offers, you have to manually activate these offers. So you have to just simply create a free account with Simply Miles, link your MasterCard, and then you'll see the offers. This is a targeted offer, so not everyone has it. Taryn actually has it and took advantage of it. I do not have it, so I'm waiting to hopefully see if I can get it. But what this is every time you make a $50 donation to Conservation International, they'll give you 1,750 loyalty points and miles. So they're basically work in both benefits. And you can do that up to three times. So for a total of $150 in donations, you can actually get over 5,000 loyalty points and miles, which will go towards your American Airlines status, which can be super helpful as well. And this is something that I definitely plan to take advantage of if I get the targeted offer, which I'm hoping for. And as a benefit as well, it's going to a charity, it's going to a cause, that's a tax deduction, so there's value there. So I know this was a lot of relatively quick things to throw out there, But again, wanted to provide you guys with information. The Simply Miles offer, we posted on our Facebook group as well. So if you're not a member of our Facebook group, please put in the request. Would love for you guys, the listeners, to be a member. So be sure to subscribe to our newsletter through our website, where you'll get more tips, tricks, advice, and opportunities for enhancing and revolutionizing your own journeys. We'll catch you in the next episode. Thanks, everyone.
Luxury flights and hotels can be had for free. The world of points and miles sounds too good to be true, but it's actually real, but only if you know what you're doing.
On Frequent Miler on the Air, Greg and I'm Nick, discuss all the ways to earn points and miles and use them for outsized value.
Join us every Friday for our full episodes and every Tuesday for our quick, single-topic coffee break episodes.
See you there.